Hi, welcome to the podcast. Updates on the book, My Sam Johnson, a biography for general readers, which I've written and which I'm in the process of getting published, likely later this fall. Thanks for joining me. This is a podcast that I've had on hiatus for a little while, but that I've taken up again because I'm in another stage of writing of the book now. The book is written, and in fact, the book is, I'm at the point where I'm looking at cover designs, and the book has been through its first round of editing, so it's really coming together really nicely. And my plans are basically to publish it. I'm aiming for, if everything works out right, that I'll publish it on September 18th, which would have been Sam's 314th birthday. He was born in 1709. And I'm also, the book will be available everywhere, and certainly online. You'll be able to buy a copy in paper. There will be a Kindle version, and there will also be an audiobook version as well. I've contracted with a voice actor to do the reading, and I'm very excited about that part of it as well, for those who prefer to consume their literature in that way. So it's been a long and fun ride, and part of the reason it's taken me a while to write this book, I haven't gone through and done the math or the calculations, but it's definitely been years that I've been working on this. And part of it, though, was that there were 4 or 5 years in the middle there where I took a pause from writing the book to write another book, which has since been published, another biography that I co-wrote. And after that was done, and after a little recovery from that, I got back, finished this book about Sam Johnson, and now am about to publish it. So it's all very exciting. For those who don't know or didn't listen or weren't around for the earlier episodes of the podcast, basically, Samuel Johnson is a writer, maybe the premier writer of the 18th century in England, and he's responsible for a whole range of writing in all sorts of genres. He specialized in biography, he wrote essays, he wrote some poetry, he famously wrote one play that maybe wasn't all that great. He wrote a dictionary, compiled a dictionary, he put out an edition of Shakespeare's plays. And at the end of his life, he undertook a huge project of writing biographies of writers for this anthology that was being brought out by a consortium of publishers. So he had a very broad career and influence, and he's famous for a lot of things, including his writing style. But some people know of him because he was followed around, literally and figuratively, about maybe two-thirds, halfway through his life, by James Boswell, who put out this excellent biography of him several years after he died, and which kind of set a new standard for biography. I mean, it's just excellently done. And so a lot of people know about Sam's life through that. And for example, people probably know a lot more about, I mean, that was, 300 years ago, 250 years ago. And it's probably because of that biography by Boswell. How many other writers do you know of that you could mention in the 18th century in England that people might know about? Probably Jonathan Swift, and maybe that's about it. So there's that reason. And my main reason for the book, as I mentioned, the title is My Sam Johnson, a biography for general readers. I'm not producing a scholarly book, which doesn't mean that it's not authoritative or accurate. I've spent a lot of work and done a lot of research to get it finished. It just means that it's not written for scholars, and it generally doesn't rely on what they call primary sources. I wasn't looking in archives, and I wasn't looking in original collections of letters and that sort of thing. I was relying on a lot of published material by other scholars that's already been produced and that I had access to. But there have been probably at least a dozen large biographies of Sam written since his death. But there's really been nothing. I mean, I've done looking around, and there's nothing quite like what I'm producing here. And I don't mean that to sound pretentious. It's just that I mean that, a book that's short enough for the general reader to read. I love the scholarly biographies. I've read all those, and I love the nitty-gritty detail of the, all 400 pages of the tome. I love all that. But not everyone does or has the time for it or whatever. And what I wanted to do is to produce a book that someone could read that would not have all that information in it, that would have it pared down. So a lot of my effort was basically, what do I leave out here? What are things, what are the really important things, and what are the things that I could that I could omit? I had a lot of fun, and it took me a lot of time and to write it, but I'm happy with the content. I think the content worked out well. And so that's all I'll say for this revived episode of the podcast. I'll come back. I'm going to be trying to do these at least weekly, and I'll talk to you again then. Thanks for listening.